Well, Joe's, you know.
Segueing into Joe, Vanderbilt plays at South Carolina on Saturday.
Joe has just entered the witness protection program.
He hates us.
That. You know, just when I think that it can't get any stranger for a lead-in.
I was trying to, you know,
well, of course, what we're talking about, you have to comment on what we're talking about.
No, I don't.
Well, Vanderbilt didn't chicken out on the road last night.
Did not lay an egg.
They did not lay an egg.
And when the rooster crowed this morning, Vanderbilt was 4-4.
But Joe, the final 5:33, pretty significant. Vanderbilt did a great job of executing its offense, I would assume, in the half court more than anything else.
Yep.
And also allowing Georgia only one field goal over that time span.
You know, they went zone the last 3 minutes or so, and I really think it caused some problems. They played some zone throughout the game, but I think really sort of locked in late in the game and didn't give up any real easy looks. And more importantly, they pulled rebounds. One of the big problems they had early in the second half, after giving up just one offensive rebound in the first half, they gave up a bunch of them in the second half and let Georgia kind of get back into it. And I thought it was very telling. Every time Georgia got it to one or two in that second half, somebody would answer with a basket. Ross Neltner had a great second half, played his best game in a long time. Of course, Shane Foster had some big baskets in the game. And you know, to go on the road and get a win, it's one of those things that you could talk about all the places they had been and how tough they were. And that's certainly true, but they were getting tired of hearing all that about not being able to win on the road. So to go down to Georgia and take care of business, I think means a lot to them.
And, Joe, you know, a lot of us were crowing over Tennessee's win at Mississippi State because the Bulldogs turned it into a tractor pull, you know, really slowed the game down, made it sort of a half-court affair. Well, the same thing for Vanderbilt. I mean, the Commodores like to play fast. And to win in a grinding fashion on the road is an awfully good attribute you want in your team because not only is that something they're going to probably face if they go to the NCAA tournament, but it's just nice to know that you can win when you're put in that situation.
No, I agree, and they do like to play up-tempo, you're right, but to show the ability to be able to play in a grinded-out kind of game, which they've actually done now a couple of times. The Auburn game was not exactly a track meet either, although we thought it was going to be. I think it says a lot for them and being able to manage games and handle different situations. I thought Kevin did a great job last night in substitution patterns. Keegan Bell played very well, you know, gave Jermaine Beal some good quality minutes of rest, and I thought Keegan ran the offense, had 4 assists, you know, made really good decisions, and they just never rattled. I think that's a very big selling point for them that, you know, a lot of times on the road when a team makes a run at you like that and the crowd gets into it and all that, one bad play leads to another, and that just wasn't the case last night. They seemed very focused and very determined and actually pretty tough. When you play Georgia, you're going to get, you know, a lot of clutching and grabbing, a lot of physical play, and they never really let them take them out of the game by that way.
Joe, to talk about signing day for Vanderbilt football, 21 commitments,
yep.
And it's amazing to me always how well they do in Georgia and in Florida, but especially in Georgia. It seems like they always get a lot of good prospects out of there.
They've had good contacts there for a long time and seem to continue to pull out of Georgia, out of Florida, out of Alabama. But this class, I think, is interesting because it really literally is from all over. You know, you've got players from Utah and Missouri, and, of course, Texas is probably the other place that comes to mind. Vanderbilt tends to do pretty well in Texas. 21 players, an emphasis on defense. 7 defensive line prospects. Bobby told me last night that they may have maybe oversigned a little bit at that position, but it is a position of need, and they had a couple of extra athletes that they really liked that they went on and got as commitments. Guys that might contribute, if not right away, pretty soon. They're really high on John Cole, a wide receiver out of Somerset, Kentucky. And with Earl Bennett leaving early, that sort of opened up a position of need for them. They had been in on him early, really liked him, and so he has a good shot. And maybe one of the linebackers early on. They really liked DeAndre Jones out of Memphis, and, of course, we've had good success out of Memphis as well. So those are a couple of names that I think you might look at to have a shot at maybe getting in there pretty early.
But, Joe, hearing your conversation with Bobby at halftime of the basketball game last night, sounds like, for the most part, They're going to try to redshirt as many of these guys as they can. And he said that, you know, if you're recruiting right, then that should be, you know, what you do each year.
Yeah, about 5 or 6 years ago, it was trying to recruit guys that could come in and play right away. And I think they've – and you still will do that with those really special athletes that are just good enough that they have to play right away. But for the most part, I think they want to hold all these guys back, get them a year faster and a year stronger, certainly, especially those line prospects. You know, you come in as a defensive lineman out of high school and you're, you know, you're 6'2" and – 275 or whatever. Well, they're looking to get you close to 300 by the time you get on the field if you're going to be a, especially an inside player at tackle. So they'll get John Sis to work on them in the weight room and Magic to work on them on the training table, and they'll put some weight and some strength on them pretty quick.
Yeah, that second part sounds pretty fun.
It always does.
The training table. All right, Joe. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, guys.